yet. I don't feel that. Maybe we should go to something else.
Holland.
Where is Holland? Europe. Workshop. European workshop. Okay. Where is it? We have Holland. Yes, Holland.
No, of course.
Hello, Rav.
Oh.
Well, this is the wrong... we should be in the Zoom, the European Zoom, where all the friends together. Holland is not doing it. The friends of Europe are doing it. From the Zoom, we should be...
No.
So, how can we reach them?
Shidur, please bring up your Zoom.
So, they should talk.
Okay, dear friends of the workplace, amazing. Today, just now, is the happiest and most important moment of our lives. We have just lived an incredible lesson in which we have been given all the power to direct our destiny and the destiny of the humanity, of not standing on a still and fixed image. Friends, now we have a unique opportunity to build our environment in a lively, new and unique way. Yesterday evening, the European friends had a very heartfelt and warm gathering of friends dedicated to the preparation of this workshop. Many friends of all Europe came and helped each other with the making of the questions and showed mutual responsibility and wanted to participate in this preparation of the Congress. My dearest friends, we are happy to tell you that we were born to serve you, that Europeans' friends are here to serve you, so please ask us. Thanks and course, please.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Carlos, for your great words. Yesterday we did have a huge meeting together, and so we want to talk about together in the whole world CLI. It's all about this, the preparation of the congresses, and what does it actually mean for you to be in BB? How can you help your friend, let's say, in the feeling of this, in this BB feeling? What makes BB as BB? And also we heard, let's say, the question from Chanoch and Raf giving answers to this. So the question we would like to work on together in a workshop all together is question number one. And we'll take some time, let's say some, I think, about 8 minutes to answer it in our groups. And then we will come back to hear some friends from the World CLI and friends from Petah Tikva. So what's question number one? How can we think all the time how to build together between us such a connection that the Creator will reveal itself? I'll repeat the question. How can we think all the time how to build together between us such a connection that the Creator will reveal itself? Good luck together with this question.
Surely this is
certainly a question.
Not
a question that only from our effort to reach such connection. Because this connection is something that not people who are strong or full of inspiration come to, rather people who, above anything and everything, are willing to devote their soul to this work.
And nonetheless, we have to generate in our tents intentionally the need for chisaron, for the Creator to give us the chisaron. We need a chisaron for the chisaron. This is what we have to produce.
And just by engaging in this question, we make some room for the Creator to come and dwell and reveal Himself. And it's very clear that the whole point, the purpose of this whole thing is, as we discussed initially, this connection, it's in order to give the Creator contentment. Everything starts from this until we revealed that indeed the Creator dwells among the friends.
Oh, we need to sit and read together and strengthen the feeling of being together. And it means not to relate to the criticism that we have against the friends, and not to think bad things about the friends, but to constantly focus on love of friends while reading together. Excerpts from the sources.
A permanence we produce by doing things together consistently, like studying together with the correct intention, the Zooms, the source materials, the congresses, the workshop now, all the time. If we have the importance about the connection between us and revealing the Creator in it, then the person has that necessity and the permanence of the correct thought.
The chisaron that Yuri talked about, what we're trying to find out, it's something that's achieved by the strength that we give each other, like we read on the preparation today, that we have to try and think not about self-love, but love of friends, to force each other to express this in different ways. This is our only chance to really have a true chisaron.
Exactly, this inversion. Instead of focusing on how to restrict myself, think of how to invest in love of friends. I think we just talked about how in the meaning of the ten, friends came and gave all they had for our ten. It was such an experience.
We saw how Rav stops everything and puts an emphasis on us connecting around the lesson. And we have to see how can we awaken each other and not wait for Rav or, God forbid, something bad to happen. We have to, like, be ready in the ten all the time. Who's Gabbai? He's the Gabbai. If someone feels that he's a Gabbai, then he should be the random Gabbai. That now he feels this outburst, he should share it with everyone. We also saw it this week. It really helps.
The only calamity, disaster, if we don't come to a prayer, we don't feel a deficiency for it. That has to be the inner feeling. The question is, how do we come to that feeling in permanence? We have to work on this permanence, since no one here can come to it by himself. Rather, each ten must all the time Everyone actually must recognize that he has to provide Ravut to everyone, and you have to disconnect as much as possible from thoughts of himself and focus only on the state where the friends are in. How can I raise them? How can I help them now be in the correct thoughts, in the correct intentions? This is the thing, the only thing that should cause us concern. And when I discover that, on the contrary, I have opposite thoughts, deride this work, those are signs that I have to strengthen the Arvut in the group in order to be in this work. Next. Yeah, not to let go. Always in the background, we should have that. How to say it? That same field that will constantly aim us at the Creator. That doesn't matter if we dive into overcoming and connection between us in various actions, it doesn't matter. Just don't forget that we must turn to the Creator for support, that He will give us the strength, the validity, that He will not disappear from our picture. Next. I also thought of a field. I looked at the friends in the world clear, the groups that are full, how ultimately we are 110, as Rav started to talk about it this afternoon, and this is the work, and we have to just demand it. Rav talked about at the beginning of the lesson about this deficiency, how you can't come to the lesson without a deficiency, you cannot advance without a deficiency. Everything we need is the deficiency to want it, to want the Creator to be revealed in the tent, to want to try to feel the Creator in the tent. And it will happen, it's possible.
I think that we have to ask the friends for strength, ask the ten for help, even if it seems that it might bring them down. You know, there are always excuses why not to talk about a certain problem and so on. But if a person can't come to the lesson or something, then he won't reach a chisaron, a prayer, or something, nothing. So first of all, let's agree that we ask for help from each other. We're asking for each other's help, first of all. This chisaron, it doesn't just come out of nowhere. It comes from the work. No one has the strength to think about connection all day long, but if we decide together that this is what we're going for, that at least we'll feel that we don't have the strength and we'll go for it, then our attitude will be a correct one, that we'll feel that we're committed to this. There's something that you can't run from. Eventually we'll have to commit to each other. The only thing is that from this commitment, eventually there will come a chisaron. Everything's ready. The Creator, He gave us a ten. And it's true that there were different challenges this week, that physically we're...
Hello, Peter Tikva. World Klee. Hello, friends. That was an amazing workshop, and we would like to hear the friends from Peter Tikva, some impressions of what went on in your tents, that you could share it with the whole World Klee, and after some impressions, we will hear the World Klee also, some impressions. We had a huge, great impression already, so we would like to hear your impressions now, friends. Please open your mics.
כן, חברים, יש פה עשיריות? מישהו רוצה?
So, friends, please, go ahead.
בבקשה, אסף.
כן, אצלנו היה פשוט
מהמורות. We had a real roller coaster here, ups and downs, and we saw that no one knows. Everyone thought that they know how to do it. At the end of the circle, we saw no one knows. It led us to one conclusion that we have to turn together to the Creator, L'chaim.
אפשר מלטין אמריקה.
Latin America, please.
נשמע אתכם, לטין אמריקה.
Latin America.
Okay, amigos. En nuestra escena. Nosotros no queremos revelar.
In our tent. Nosotros lo que queremos es revelar la carencia. We don't want to reveal the Creator. What we want to reveal is a steady chisaron. Constant chisaron.
Мы доброе утро говорим.
Good morning, friends. We want to create such a connection, such a powerful arvut between us, so that during the day we will be able to hold each other up, to like create a chain of people, and it's like on a conveyor that every part matters. And in order for this chisaron to really be burning, everyone has to put in. L'chaim, friends. San Francisco.
Thank you, San Francisco.
With the help of the Creator, so we're turning to Him with every moment.
Yeah, so we think about each other because we cannot break the connection between friends.
And one important thing that came up was the arvut, the guarantee, the commitment of the friends to keep building the chisaron amongst each other and constantly.
Fine.
Europa, חוזרים אליכם.
Europe, back to you.
Yes, thank you very much, friends. I'd like to give the mic to Vladimir from Czech Republic.
Hello, friends. We know holy place of our connection environment to give contentment to the Creator. This side, we take the lesson as essential key to who we are. The next workshop question is, how can we make the morning lesson the true cornerstone of our connection? Workshop question again. How can we make the morning lesson the true cornerstone of our connection?
איך אנחנו יכולים על ידי התפעלות, על ידי
גדול?
Time. Do it by our impression, by the greatness of the lesson, when making the lesson the center of the den of the day. Those who are not there feel the huge loss, a burning envy, a positive envy. Each one just leap out of bed in the right times, get here on time, stay until the end as much as possible.
Now, with God's help, probably. Because other things aren't helping, so only with God's help.
In the last round, we talked about the commitment. The commitment is also, what do I radiate to the friends? What do I project to them? I look at the friends, they look at me. That's not, they shouldn't see that, oh, I came because I'm doing anyone a favor, or rather, what kind of feeling and atmosphere am I giving off? Is the feeling I'm giving off the greatness of the occasion, the importance of the lesson, the greatness out of pain or joy or something else, God forbid, because I know that I project onto the friends, and if I project the wrong thing, I kill their deficiency. We have to give each other deficiency and impression. How we can, one towards the other, constantly ignite the deficiency. Next, we might have to also destroy the routine. the morning lesson, that the morning lesson will stop being as a part of our routine, but rather somehow between us we have to advertise such a feeling. Of the morning lesson, it's like a new incarnation, a new life. My body died and it comes to life only on the condition that I get to the morning lesson. Every day there's a new incarnation. And then there's no room for routine. Then there's constant innovation. It's a challenge. Next. I want to relate to the atmosphere that was here at the beginning of the lesson when Rav was talking about how much he will be here and not be here, the work we're doing, it, how much we have to come to the lesson with the deficiency, with the yearning. That's the big thing here. We have to help one another. As Yosef said, doesn't matter the form of the 10, the 5, doesn't matter. Ignite one another. We generate a state whereby the morning lesson is the source of life. Everything starts to revolve around it. Next, along the spirit of what we heard today, of course the lesson is the cornerstone of our correction, but we understood that we can sit here and not study correctly. We heard about it. Rav yelled at us, we have to read together, we have to focus on studying together. It's much more important what we're doing here compared to who came and how many came and so on and so forth. It's clear. So if we're here, let's set a good example. Put a finger on the book, read together, make sure everyone is awake and connected. Simple things to remind us that we're together in the same boat.
This milestone or the chisaron that I come to the lesson with, it's what I prepared myself. It's what I prepared for the lesson. And this is what can help.
There was a lesson, I think, last week. We heard there's nothing more important than the morning lesson. And if we have a feeling that there's something more important, then we have to bring it down, just cancel it if it somehow disturbs the importance of the morning lesson. That's what we have to do. First of all, make sure to be here. There's no meeting that's more important than the lesson, no job more important than the lesson, and no messages on the phone more important than the lesson. Nothing is more important than the lesson. So after we came here, those who don't come here, we're here. We also say to one another, if you're not here, you're not present. Not just physically, you're not present. So you have to give these things expressions. When they help one another, then it has to be expressed in this way, a certain pact. One of the simple things, no phones, no meetings, nothing. There's lesson. A book, lesson, friends, as Ido said, and we work together. But if we're not in the lesson, how can we work on anything during the lesson?
Yesterday, during the meal, 10 number 12, they gave everyone itpalut by telling that they're coming to the preparation at 2:30 a.m. And also today I saw them sitting. So it works. It works on the will to receive. Let's also give an example to the other tens.
Rav said in the lesson that anyone who doesn't come daily shouldn't complain, shouldn't come to me and say, I'm here for years and I haven't attained anything, and place the responsibility on Rav. So Rav and makes sure to remind us that, like, don't come to me later and say, you didn't say it. For me, that's enough. That's everything. So Kabbalist who teaches us and said, you have to be here daily. That's it. Nothing more than that. I would record it and cut it and put it in your alarm. So when you snooze the alarm, don't, you know, it says, don't come later to Rav, let him say, I'm here for years, I got nothing.
I don't really know how to do it, because there are people here that give examples for this thing, but these examples aren't taken, so it doesn't work. So to pray to the Creator.
Let's say we can create a work plan for a month. But within 1 month, we want to improve the importance, the meaning, significance of morning lesson in our lives. Decide how we can express it, how we can measure that we are in it. For example, the time that we make the lesson, how early before preparation we make it here. Have a certain index that, by which we can measure ourselves in a month. Also during the lesson, how do we say it? How do we give inspiration to one another? Think of measurable things, articulate them, and aspire to that, let's say in a month, to be in it.
And also, in the lesson, that we came to the lesson, this is only the starting point. Now we have to work between us during the lesson to invent different tricks that will make us envious of one another. Like Ido said, to track the text with your finger, ask questions. I remember that several times as I sat next to Nessie. He always used to ask me, in 5 minutes, you're asking a question. Well, I had no choice. So I felt obligated to do it.
That was also great being in the workshop and hearing all the friends and participating in this. We would like to hear, first of all, Peter Tikva, let's say two friends, minimum, and then the World Klee. So, World Klee, please raise your question marks so we can pick you out and hear your impressions. Thank you very much. Okay, Peter Tikva.
Bakasha.
So, we talked a lot about importance, to awaken one another for importance, a few ideas. Each one has to build, make a plan how to make it to the morning lesson. Also call one another in the evening after the Zoom and ask, how are you making it to the lesson? Also another thing, sit together. When we sit together during the lesson, not everyone with each one with our back to one another and facing Rav, but as a 10. Also, another thing, as Rav suggested, preparation for the lesson. As soon as we have the morning lesson material, you go over it with the friends.
Who else?
Okay, I'm going to give the mitzvah to Ofer. Ofer knows how to speak better than me.
I'm passing it on to Ofer. Israel.
Yeah. We talked about how the morning lesson is a gift. We need to understand how to simply receive this gift. Meaning, prepare, think what is it, be together, how we can give contentment to the Creator. And help bring friends to the lesson.
New York.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Can hear you.
Good morning.
Shomim.
We hear you.
We have a couple of suggestions. Number one. What we need to do, we need to increase importance of the morning lesson. And morning lesson, basically the time of direct line with the Creator. We don't have to wait until the Congress. We can make Congress every single lesson, and then we might not need big Congresses anymore. But at the same talking, we have to show, and we have to give an example. And so that's part one. Quantity, and then we'll go to part two, quality. Once we achieve that first part, then we work about our unity and constant unity during the lesson. L'chaim.
Toda, New York, Moskva.
Thank you, New York.
Moscow.
Каждый день, товарищи, у нас есть уникальная возможность подставлять себя.
Friends, every day we have an amazing opportunity to position ourselves under the influence of the reforming light, an opportunity given to each and every one of us on the morning lesson. No one can take this from us, so it's simply an opportunity that is there. The light works for at least 3 hours, the 3 hours during which we're together. And the more, the stronger the desire we develop in the 10, the more the light works. So if a friend comes to the lesson, the light works in any case.
Where I raise each friend above me, when I see the virtues of the friend and not his deficiencies, not his flaws, and I ask with all I have, all I've got to give me, for the Creator to give me that, then the light influences especially, and then all of us truly fly towards him. L'chaim, my dear beloved friends.
Thank you, Moscow, Tbilisi, Italy, you're next. Tbilisi. We'd like to thank the friends from Europe for this amazing workshop and to all the friends, because we understood that the importance of the morning lesson, the importance of Rav and the friends and the method is clarified beautifully on these workshops. We all hear Rav for many years. We're planning different things, but somehow things are forgotten. Everyone has an intention of their own.
And when
we listen to each other, we reach a common opinion. Thank you.
Italy?
Lo shumim Italia.
We can't hear you, Italy.
Italia. Dabu, v'kasha.
Talk, please.
Anachnu ovrim le'Africa.
Africa. We'll get back to Italy. Africa.
Yes, we were discussing this, and we found out the only way we could do this morning lesson is together. Call up one another when we see a brother who is not there, and then when we come together, the work will be to clean our vessels to come empty, so that we could be able to contribute to the connection, and the connection is only as a group. So whatever we think we know, we keep it outside, and then we'll work together and do the workshops, and this will help us to have the strongest cornerstone spiritually. L'chaim.
Chaim, Africa, toda. Italy, chozrim elechem, bo nenas.
Italy.
Chaim, Italy, back to you.
Kadima, Italia. To Vienna, Kadima.
Vienna.
Доброе утро, мировой кли.
Good morning, world кли.
Краеугольным камнем считается утренний урок, потому что
we think that cornerstone is the morning lesson because it has everything in it, the yearning and longing and connection and prayer, everything is there inside this cornerstone, which is the morning lesson.
Europe, back to you.
בבקשה, אירופה, תמשיכו.
Do you hear me? No? No?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'd like to introduce Anna Pier, my great, great friend from Holland. He makes an introduction for the third question. And then it will be followed by Romolo from the Italy group, who will ask the question. Okay, friends. Okay, Anna Pier. Mic's yours.
How good it is, friends, when we are together uniting. And like Ralph said, we're sitting here, we've all been chosen simply because we have a desire given from above to unite. And this question is about how we use this desire to continue our growing and our increasing uniting. So who is this B'nai Baruch, which we want to become? Yeah. Like to become one social environment, to become one kli. And please, Italy, please phrase the question.
Grazie, Pier. The question is, how do we see our next step to become one kli? What shall do so our society will grow up? I repeat the question. How do we see our next step to become one kli? What shall do so our society will grow up?
What shall we do so our society will grow up?
Come so.
What's the next step on the way to becoming one kli? I think the more workshops we have like that and integrate with one another, and we had such times, typically Congress, around the Congress time, that's this kind of period, feel more the friends in the world kli, to know, to remember how much we are in each other's hands, not even on the level of the local 10, but just how much one group is in the hands, in the mercy of another group, and we're in this place where the whole kli works as 110, will help us to connect.
What I witnessed in my short life until now is that the expression of maturity is the measure of responsibility that one takes. How we have to be responsible for our development, for our preparation for the Congress. You saw Rav, he doesn't know what we want from him. What are we expecting of him? We have to be responsible for our preparation, we have to take responsibility for the correction of the world. We have to be responsible for bringing the entire world to giving the Creator contentment. Our growth, our maturity is the measure to which we take responsibility for something.
Responsibility, participation, caring, it should hurt me. I want this thing, I'll think about this thing. We have to awaken us to necessity. Today it's a Congress, tomorrow it's a dissemination, then it's a holidays. We always have this changed degree of this one vessel. It's up to us to concentrate into one vessel.
Our next step is to be friends, to become friends, to try and understand what makes us friends, to be a ten. It's like we're like trapped. No one can do anything about their will to receive, but we can do it only together. That's why we're friends.
It's also not letting go, letting me go from the lesson. We heard Rav who says, maybe I should put some distance between us, get out of here so we won't become passive. It's just like Ido says, we have to take more responsibility. I don't know exactly how, but Martin could take responsibility for the Congress, the big Congress, to make it as internal as possible. Do something in practice.
Our next step is the next moment. We always have to aspire for greater connection. It feels like the world Kli has to come together now, that our 10 won't be enough. We also see that when we're trying to connect between us, it takes us nowhere. So maybe what we should begin is the integration of countries, tens from different places. I want to know when are the friends coming, what are their intentions, to be, you know, to hear that as much as possible.
Yeah, we have to come to a prayer to care about it, connecting. This is what our success depends on.
The way congresses used to be, or congresses in the past, they really inspired us because they really excited the will to receive. They were a big show. They worked on our will to receive. Now we're in a state where all of our work has to be much more internal. We really have to attack the quality, the attribute of bestowal, against anything that can prevent it, stand in our way above all obstacles. And so the Congress isn't a festival. It's not about eating pancakes or dancing with everyone, or after I finish my duty, you know, to mingle, but that this is our opportunity, that this is the event in which the Creator is, on which the Creator is coming to listen to our prayer. So how do we prepare ourselves for it?
Friends, we're asking the Europe group to summarize this beautiful workshop. We're going to Europe.
Ah. Hello, friends. Okay, we would like to hear some friends from Petah Tikva, first of all, and then the World Kli. So put up your question marks, and we will hear you. Thank you very much for participating. Let's hear your impressions, friends.
We have 2 minutes, Kos. Please, let's do it as poignant as possible. No, Vilnius.
Sunday, there is a big event. Unity event in Israel. We will come together too, to be with you on the Unity event. And this book came out, The Attaining of the Worlds Beyond. It's a book that came out in the Lithuanian language, so you're invited.
Moscow. We came to the conclusion that we need to show feeling that the pink future awaits us, and then all the problems will disappear. We'll talk only about the desire, the importance, the annulment, but the excitement. Let's lift it. Let's raise it together.
Europe, back to you for your summary.
Hello, friends. This is really amazing being together with so much friends, sharing and really concerned about connection, about the morning lesson, and about our social environments. And we're all working together for one goal, all one man with one heart. And we feel this huge concern and this huge responsibility. And the nice thing is that we can do it by working together and collaborating and participating in the coming congresses. We're already in the Congress. Many friends have already signed up, and we're really working hard together in the preparation. So the World CLI is really burning, and it's really huge to feel all your responsibility. And it's amazing that and thank you very much that Europe could present this this workshop to you, and that we could do this all together, friends. Big l'chaim to the World CLI, and thank you for the European friends for making this also possible. L'chaim, friends.